The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Now, some key annual remodeling data recently came out from Remodeling Magazine, and I asked Pamela Gertz-Kabati of HouseLogic.com to give us a long-term view of these projects, since the survey has been produced for more than a decade now with help from realtors. HouseLogic.com, brought to you by the NAR, features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Pamela, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine today, Gil. I am wearing my long view goggles as I speak to you, since the HouseLogic editors did an analysis of the annual cost versus value report going back more than a decade. And, you know, the report looks at a variety of remodeling projects, from kitchens and bath to garage additions, windows, new windows, things like that, and estimates how much, based on a national average, you could expect to recoup on a project if you sold your house right away, right after you did it.
All right. So what did your team find?
Although kitchens and bathrooms always steal the spotlight in a home remodel, they aren't necessarily the ones that have the highest return on investment when you actually sell your home. So here are some interesting findings. You may want to reconsider turning that spare room into a full-fledged office in your home. Home office projects had the worst overall return on investment, 53%, and it's essentially been declining since it was added to the study in 2005. So you might ask, what's the biggest jump in return on investment we've seen? Well, interestingly, it is backup generators, which had some of the lowest return on investment rates over the years, but took an almost 15-point jump to 67.5% in 2013. Now, we hypothesize that that is because of Hurricane Sandy and some of the other extreme weather in recent years that are, you know, really driving that need for backup generators.
Yeah, and the home office thing, it was interesting. Just as that got big, smartphones, laptops, devices you just carry around with you became the big thing, and having the fixed home office just sort of went away one day, which nobody really predicted. So what are the real gems now? What are the projects that don't have such highs and lows?
Well, we found five that are really steady performers.
Great. What's number one?
Replacing your front door. Year in and year out, no single project has provided such a healthy return on your home improvement dollar as a new front door. A replacement steel door averaged a 97.2% return on investment, by far the highest return in our historical look at the cost versus value report. Now, again, remember, the report looks at specific projects. So in this case, the door was, in fact, steel. It's also the lowest cost project in the annual report at just a little over $1,100. It also needs almost no maintenance.
Yeah, and there's also the value, of course, of upgrading from an old door that's an energy loser, so you're saving the energy bill with a new door. So this is a double win.
Absolutely. So next up is siding, which probably has the most impact on curb appeal. Clean, well-cared-for, sparkly siding says, hey, this house is loved, where old, worn siding can really contribute to a loss of up to 10% of your home's value. Of the top 10 long-term averages from the cost versus value report, three of them are replacement siding projects.
Now, you mentioned in the beginning kitchens don't always make the top. They must have a pretty decent return.
Those dream kitchen remodels, you know, that we all salivate over on Pinterest and Houzz, they really took a hit on return on investment during the recession. But a minor kitchen remodel weathered the economic bumps with an average return of 82.3% over the years, helped by a relatively modest financial commitment. The 2014 cost versus value report says you can do a minor kitchen remodel, that's labor, new cabinet doors and drawer fronts, countertops, flooring, appliances, for just around $19,000. A minor kitchen remodel beat out high-end kitchen remodels every single year, by the way, with its highest recorded return on investment at 101%, and that was in 2005. Also, Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies found that over the last 10 years, homeowners have spent more on kitchen remodeling than any other home improvement category. That's not so surprising, right? Because kitchens, bathrooms, they're really important.
Yep.
Also, a 2013 survey from the National Association of Realtors found that of the 53% of buyers who undertook a remodeling project within 3 months of purchase, which is pretty common, people move in, they want to change some things in their house, 47% remodeled their kitchen. So, like everything in your house, it's about having a space that works for you personally, more than just your ROI.
Okay, so what's next?
So, soon it will be spring, I hope, because we've had so much cold weather this winter. And that brings me to deck additions, right? A nice place you can go, feel the warmth of the sun on your face. They fell off in terms of ROI during the recession, which is no surprise since that's kind of a bit of a luxury, a nice big deck. But now they're coming back. They even vaulted over bathrooms in our list of long-term winners with an average return on investment of 80.6%.
Okay, and our final is attic bedroom remodel. I cheated here. I was looking at your notes.
Oh, Mr. Gross, my notes are your notes anytime.
Okay.
So the attic remodel has an overall ROI of 79.4%. Now, attic conversions were especially popular during the recession when homeowners put off buying move-up houses and instead looked for ways to increase living space they already owned. Now, this makes sense with the rise of multi-generational households over the past few years, too. Converting an attic to a bedroom gains living space without increasing your home's footprint. You know, the walls, the floor, the ceilings, they already exist. And that really helps keep your remodeling costs under control.
Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, thank you so much. And for Remodeling Magazine's 2014 Cost versus Value Report, you can go to Cost versus Value. That's CostVSValue.com. And for more on the House Logic analysis, go to HouseLogic.com/radio. And Pamela, we can still follow House Logic on Facebook, right?
You can, and I hope you will.
Absolutely. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, we'll see you next week, Pamela.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.